This is Radio Nepal. I am Tila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. 10-party alliance agrees to give vote of confidence to Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. President Ramchandra Podel says abiding by the constitution is his guiding principle. Bill related to the transitional justice will be tabled in the House meeting today. And earthquake of 6.7 magnitude kills at least 12 people in southern Ecuador with several damages. Now the news in detail. Top leaders of the 10-party alliance have agreed to give a vote of confidence to Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. According to Prime Minister's press coordinator Surya Kiran Sharma, the leaders in a meeting held at Balwatar agreed to support Prime Minister's vote of confidence motion. Prime Minister Dahal is seeking a vote of confidence in the House of Representatives on coming Monday. The top leaders of the alliance also discussed the matters of Transitional Justice and Truth and Reconciliation Bill ready to be presented in the Parliament. Prime Minister's press coordinator Sharma further said the leader also dwelt on the matters of cabinet expansion and contemporary politics. A meeting of the Nepal-India Power Exchange Committee is to prepare a modality for power export from Nepal to other states of India through central transmission line via Bihar Grid. The 14th meeting of the committee concluded yesterday at New Delhi in India decided to prepare the modality of power to be exported by Nepal within a month. The meeting was co-chaired by Executive Director of the Nepal Electricity Authority, Kulman Kissing, and Member of Power System of the Central Electricity Authority of India, Ashok Kumar Rajput. Nepal Electricity Authority's Executive Director, Ghi Singh, said the power export modality has ensured the additional market for the sale of surplus electricity during the rainy season. The meeting of the House of Representatives is taking place today. The bill related to the transitional justice will be tabled in the House meeting today. Meanwhile, Federal Affairs and General Administration Minister Aman Lal Modi has said the Federal Civil Service Bill will be tabled in the current session of the Parliament, inaugurating the second convention of the Nepal National Civil Service Association in Janakpur yesterday. Minister Modi acknowledged that the government was aware of the hurdles created in the absence of the Federal Civil Act. He also assured that the new Federal Civil Service Act would make the employees accountable to their profession, country and people. President Ramchandra Podel has said promotion of national unity, protection of sovereignty, implementation and protection of constitution will be his guiding principles. At a program organized by President Podel yesterday at his office in Sheetal Nivas to extend gratitude to federal and provincial assembly members after his election to the presidential post, he said he was always ready to participate in a national campaign to fulfill the aspirations of sustainable peace, good governance and development. President Podel thanked the lawmakers for electing him as the head of state and pledged to follow the constitution in letter and spirit while carrying out his works, duties and responsibilities. President Podel urged all to pay due attention towards optimizing the political achievement for socio-economic transformation. A meeting of the Central Work Execution Committee of the Nepali Congress is taking place today. Chief Secretary at the Nepali Congress Central Office, Krishna Prasad Podel, said the meeting has been called for Sunday morning to hold discussion on contemporary political issues. Chief Secretary Podel added that the meeting would take place at Shankar Hall of the Federal Parliament Building in New Banishore at 10:30 a.m. After a long gap of 14 years, the Free Students Union FSU election in the constituent and affiliated campuses, including the central campus of the Tribhuvan University, is taking place today. The election is taking place in more than 1,100 campuses across the country at the same time. Pashupati Adhikari, the director of Tribhuvan University Student Welfare and Sport Directorate, said all the preparation for the election have been completed. The voting will take place from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. today. The list of martyrs who attained martyrdom during the armed struggle and revolution has been published in the Nepal Gazette. The Council of Ministers on the 27th of February had decided to publish the list of martyrs. Prime Minister Dahal's press expert Manohari Timmalsinha said the list of martyrs was published in the Gazette based on the records obtained from all 77 districts. Chairperson of the CPN Unified Socialist, Madhav Kumar Nepal, has said an alliance would be made with the parties having similar ideology. Inaugurating the district convention of the party organized at Melamchi of Sindhupal Chok district yesterday, Chairman Nepal said there would be unification with parties having similar ideology to improve country's economic situation. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has elected Buddhiman Tamang to its parliamentary party deputy leader. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party spokesperson Gyanendra Shahi confirmed the election of Tamang to the post of deputy leader of the parliamentary party. Spokesperson Shahi also added that the party dwelt on the matters of condition of microfinances and cooperative Nepalis stranded in the foreign countries and grant cut on fertilizers by the government. He said the party would decide the matter of the Prime Minister seeking a vote of confidence in its next meeting. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. At least 12 people have died after a powerful earthquake struck the southern coast of Ecuador. According to BBC, buildings have been damaged in several cities following the 6.7 magnitude quake, which hit around midday local time at 17 GMT. The southern province of El Oro was the worst affected, where emergency services have reported people remain trapped inside collapsed houses. 11 deaths were in El Oro and one in Ajuwe province, authorities said. Machala and Cuenca were among the cities that suffered damage to buildings and vehicles as emergency services rushed to help people. The epicenter was near Balao, about 80 kilometers from Ecuador's second largest city, Guayaquil, where about 3 million people live. President Guillermo Lasso asked Ecuadorians to remain calm as officials assess the damage. A deal allowing Ukraine to export millions of tons of grain through the Black Sea despite the ongoing conflict with Russia has been extended, but it is unclear how long it will last, with Ukraine pushing for 120 days and Russia calling for 60 days. Russia has warned it will not allow the deal to go any longer unless sanctions against Moscow are softened. According to the BBC, the UN and Turkey helped broker and the export agreement last July, following fears of a global food crisis. Ukraine is one of the world's top producers of grain, but its access to ports in the Black Sea was blocked by Russian warships following the invasion in February last year. Countries that suffer with food insecurity, such as Yemen, rely heavily on these supplies. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at some places of hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the Tarai regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 24 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 10.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Ten-party alliance agrees to give vote of confidence to Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. President Ramchandra Podel says abiding by the constitution is his guiding principle. Bill related to the transitional justice will be tabled in the House meeting today. And an earthquake of 6.7 magnitude kills at least 12 people in southern Ecuador with several damages. Well, with this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.